commanded by the bishop to redo my lessons. And I cannot disobey the bishops. Otherwise, then they will sanction me. Which I don't want discipline. Because I'm disobedient. But I hear that many of you were not here when I did a recap of the big picture. And it will be essential that at the end of it that we will also do a review and see whether we are on track. So it doesn't matter. If I have to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it again, and so I hope that now as I take you through this, you will be able to fit so many things into the various places that they are supposed to be. You will agree with me that it has been such a blessing to be here. This morning, my wife started telling me, "I see a lot of energy in you, my husband." And I told my wife, "Nobody is qualified enough to let me quit." Now, for those of you who know me, I'm either in front, or I'm either at the tail. And if I am in front, I'm a bulldozer. I'm very violent. So it's very dangerous to take off my energy. But it's more dangerous when I have the energy. So I think I'm really motivated and I was really blessed by this time. And I think that you yourself also, you were blessed. If you were blessed, can I see by a hand? So all of us were blessed. So we are laborers who are on target, right? The target can be our vision.
La cible peut être notre vision.
The target can be the context in which you are operating.
La cible peut être le contexte dans lequel vous opérez.
And all of us, we are in a team, right?
Et nous tous, nous sommes dans une équipe, n'est-ce pas?
And we are talking about generation.
Et nous parlons de génération.
Now I know, like I said before,
je sais, comme je l'ai dit avant,
that by grace,
par la grâce de Dieu,
by subtleness of the bishops,
la compréhension des anciens.
There are some of you here who are not in a team.
Yes, certains d'entre vous ici dans la salle qui sont pas dans.
Well, I hope that at the end of this,
je pense qu'à la fin de cela,
it has given you a motivation to work towards belonging to a team.
Donc, ça vous a donné la motivation pour travailler au point d'appartenir à une équipe.
There are some of you here.
Yes,
who are not qualified to be here, and that I see very clearly that you are not wearing the garment. Now, it was good that you came when I was not actually in the front line. Like I said, it is more dangerous when I am ahead. So you came at a time of grace. And so I hope that the fact that the pastors, Pastor Wilson, and Pastor André, and Pastor Vincent's grace has allowed you to be able to capture something here. And you will qualify yourself in the next batch. So everything works for good to them that love. So if you were not a member of a team and you are here, if you are not qualified and you are here, everything works for good. And the good is that we hope that you qualify yourself. I like the concluding phrase of Uncle John's message about his father who was a soldier and who only meets only with the ancien combattant to talk about war stories. So it is very important that we speak the same language and we will move on. And you will not speak the same language if you are not in the same war.
si vous n'êtes pas dans, impliqué dans la même guerre,
and if you are not in the same team,
si vous n'êtes pas dans la même équipe,
so let us not get distracted.
Donc, ne soyons pas distraits.
Let us get focused.
Restons focalisés.
And so I will be running you through what is really the DNA of a navigator.
Donc, je vais vous faire parcourir ce que c'est que vraiment l'ADN des navigateurs.
One of the things that have impressed me when John speaks.
L'une des choses qui m'a impressionné lorsque John, le révérend John,
Are his stories as a navigator.
Et son histoire en tant que membre.
How he was helped.
Comment était un staff.
And how that is a model to us today.
Et comment cela est un modèle pour nous.
How he is telling that story in a very clear way.
Comment il parle de cette histoire de manière si claire.
How he is telling us how challenging that was.
Et comment il nous raconte combien c'était défiant.
And how he stayed focused.
Et comment est-ce qu'il est resté suffisamment focalisé.
So I want to run you through what a real DNA is.
Donc je vais vous parcourir ce que c'est que réellement.
What are we pursuing as navigators?
Qu'est-ce que nous poursuivons en tant que membre de l'équipe de navigateurs?
What should you be focused on?
Vous devez vous focaliser sur quoi?
What is our standard?
Quels sont nos standards?
Now we don't want to cheapen our standard, do
non,
we?
Nous ne voulons pas dévaloriser nos standards.
It is not because the Christian Paul today is telling upside down that we will take as an excuse also to be upside down.
C'est pas parce que la vie chrétienne aujourd'hui va sans dessus dessous que nous aussi nous allons avoir notre valeur renversée.
The standard was set.
Les standards ont été déjà définis.
We have to stay by our standard.
Nous devons garder nos standards.
We have to encourage each other by our standard.
Nous devons nous encourager les uns les autres par
we have to measure ourselves against our standard.
Nous allons nous mesurer nous-mêmes par rapport à notre standard.
And Jesus Christ is our standard.
Et Jésus-Christ est notre standard.
And we will be working to become more and more like Jesus.
Et nous devons travailler pour devenir de mieux en mieux.
And we'll become like him when he is revealed.
Et lorsque il
sometimes we will look like in a shadow, not clearly, but we'll keep pressing on, walking towards becoming like Jesus. And Jesus has called us into this ministry that we will become like him when he is fully revealed. So when you have the passion to know, to love, and become like Jesus Christ, it's not just a vocabulary that you want to talk about. It's more of a lifestyle. So, what are we committed to again?
Nous sommes engagés à quoi?
What are the things that we say that we are committed to as a ministry? I said in the beginning the other day that we want to be an expanding movement which is not influenced by unbiblical beliefs and traditions.
Nous voulons être un mouvement qui ne sont pas bibliques.
So this is very important.
Ça, c'est très important.
To understand what we are committed to.
C'est comprendre ce avec quoi nous sommes engagés.
What are we committed to as a ministry?
En tant que ministère, à quoi est-ce que nous sommes engagés?
What are we committed to as a team in a ministry?
Et nous sommes engagés à quoi en tant qu'une équipe qui est dans un ministère?
What are we committed to as a laborer in a team?
Qu'est-ce que nous sommes engagés à demander à un ouvrier qui fait partie d'une équipe?
So I say we want to see or we want to become an expanding movement which is not influenced by unbiblical beliefs and traditions. For this to happen, we have to be solidly founded on the authority of God's word. And that is why everything that was said during this conference was founded on the word of God. By no time did John quote anything that was not referred to in the word of God. We have to be guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has to be the one who will guide us. Now we have to learn the skills to communicate the gospel in the diverse culture of our society.
Nous devons apprendre les différentes manières et les habiletés pour communiquer l'évangile dans les différentes cultures de notre pays.
And I believe that you have developed those skills here.
Je suis sûr que vous avez développé ces habiletés.
You have to
ici.
Learn how to communicate that.
Vous devez apprendre comment communiquer cela.
So what do we want to see come out?
Qu'est-ce que nous voulons voir sortir?
We want to see an emergence of solid generation of laborers and teams.
Nous voulons voir sortir une émergence de générations bien fondées, solides et d'équipes aussi.
Why did we do the key man's conference last year? We focused on the quality of a key man, how you identify him.
Pourquoi dans la dernière conférence des hommes que nous avons regardé comme la qualité d'un ouvrier, comment l'identifier?
How you recruit him?
Comment recruter cet ouvrier?
How you train him?
Comment le former?
How you launch him into ministry?
Comment est-ce que vous le lancez dans le ministère?
That's what we did last year, right?
C'est ce que nous avons fait l'année dernière, n'est-ce
pas? And so all of you went back and you started identifying the guys.
Et vous tous vous avez commencé à identifier les garçons.
You recruited them.
Vous les avez recrutés.
You trained them.
Vous les avez formés.
And you found that your team was increasing.
Et vous avez vu que votre équipe était en train de grandir.
So this year,
et ensuite, maintenant, cette
we
année,
said that okay, those who were focused in doing that.
Nous avons dit que d'accord, ceux qui ont été focalisés à faire cela.
In principle, should be having teams now.
En principe, devraient avoir un
peu de. And their challenge will be that how do I build my team.
Et le défi de faire comment est-ce que je peux maintenant bâtir cette équipe?
How do I coordinate these several Timothys that I have together?
Comment est-ce que je peux coordonner tous ces petits Timothées que j'ai afin que dans mon équipe?
And so we focus this time on how to help teams.
Donc nous allons focaliser maintenant sur comment aider les équipes.
So you see why we were emphasizing that you have to belong to a team.
Donc c'est pourquoi nous mettions en face que vous devez appartenir à une équipe.
Now this is what distinguishes us.
Voilà ce qui nous distingue.
We are talking about a generation.
Nous parlons de génération.
Now if us as the first generation,
si nous en tant que membre de la première génération,
we don't have the ability to train you,
nous n'avons pas la capacité
to build you up,
bâtir,
and you are committed to our leadership and our development,
et afin que tu sois engagé en plus de notre leadership,
then there is a rupture.
C'est qu'il y a une rupture.
Because if I come here and sit here with all of you guys,
viens ici, je m'assois avec vous tous,
and we are all talking the same thing,
et que nous sommes tous en train de parler la même chose,
we are all looking at things in the same way,
nous regardons les choses de la même manière,
we are all doing the same Bible study,
nous faisons tous la même étude biblique,
and then when we want to teach about a topic, so who will teach the topic? And the disciple that just came up said, okay, I will do that.
Does
that make sense? Are we talking about generation?
Est-ce que nous parlons de
génération? I'm very happy that I will see Wilson.
Je suis content que je verrai Wilson.
Wilson is standing here and he's talking to you guys. He's coordinating this thing. Wilson is developing the Bible study. This is amazing.
Ça, c'est intéressant.
I'm impressed to see how Fidelis.
Je suis content de voir comment
Fidelis. I hear his story, how he's here with his team. And he knows what he's teaching them. I can spend time with Fidelis. And I know that 20 people behind Fidelis will be blessed. I can spend time with René. And I know that I'm blessing 10 people behind
me.
That's generation.
Ça, c'est ce qu'on appelle les générations.
And if René misses that.
Et mais si René n'arrive pas à voir cela.
And suddenly adopts a one shoe fits all.
Et adopte une autre chose.
You will lose sight of what a generation is.
Il va perdre ce que c'est qu'une génération.
Now you read through Matthew and you see how they are giving the generation of Jesus, right?
Donc vous avez lu
14 generations. And then 14 generations. And then 14
generations.
Why would the Bible talk about generation?
Pourquoi est-ce que la Bible parle de génération?
Now could you classify Jesus within the generation or classify Joseph or Mary in the generation of Abraham?
Donc, est-ce que tu pourrais classifier Joseph ou Marie dans la partie de la génération?
So, as a ministry, we want to make sure that in the timing where you guys are growing and developing yourself, that we give you everything that you need so that you will represent your generation.
Donc, pendant que vous grandissez, nous voulons qu'on puisse vous donner tout ce que vous avez besoin afin que vous puissiez bien représenter votre génération.
So that you will make sure that the next generation that is coming up, within their timing, you do everything to make sure that they don't miss anything.
Donc pendant votre temps, vous allez aussi vous rassurer que pendant votre temps, que vous avez déjà.
Now some of you have followed my presentation that I do sometimes about the generational gaps.
Donc ce que la présentation que j'ai fait sur les vides dans les générations.
And so you have people who are 20 years in the church. Or in the ministry.
Les gens qui ont 20 ans dans l'église ou dans le ministère.
In their first year in ministry.
Et pendant leur première année dans le ministère.
They did the DFDs very well.
Ils ont fait les DFD très bien.
And then they finished the DFD.
Ils ont terminé la.
For 20 years they get to repeat the DFDs.
Et pendant 20 ans ils ont seulement.
So they have 1 year experience repeated 20 times.
Et donc ils ont l'expérience d'une année répétée 20 fois.
They miss it all.
Donc ils ont tout perdu.
And so they have lost their generational gap. When the people of their generation is speaking, they cannot speak. Because they will always speak about their experience of DFDs that they have been repeated 20 times. But those who have had an exponential growth
will
talk of their experience when they did the DFDs.
Ils vont parler de leur expérience, ils ont fait les DFDs.
When they develop characters.
Lorsqu'ils ont développé les caractères.
When they form teams.
Lorsqu'ils ont formé des équipes.
When they launch the team A.
Et lorsqu'ils ont lancé l'équipe.
So they have each year its own story.
Donc,
so a generation is 30 years.
Donc,
and so within 30 years of your being in the ministry, for example, I want to illustrate that you have 30 years of different experiences. That's what you can pass on. And that's the urgency of the hour.
Ça, c'est l'urgence de l'heure.
That you don't want any minute of the clock as it is hitting, that you miss it. Do you see that? So if you slow down a little bit in your generation, 1 year back, 29 years. And then if you slow down again next year, you miss it, then you are 28 years. And so if you slow down again, then you go. And what? By the time you want to realize you have joined the other generation and you have no experience, and then you start it all over with you. I don't want that. That should be your experience. And that's why we say we want to see an emergence of a solid generation of laborers and teams. That is the meaning of this statement.
Ça, c'est le but.
They are profoundly trained and gripped by our vision.
Ils sont profondément formés et saisis par notre vision.
So to say that a generation is equipped and trained,
pour dire qu'une génération est bien équipée, bien
It means that they are demonstrating a strong sense of ownership of the ministry.
Donc, c'est ce qui démontre un grand sens d'appartenance.
It means that they are custodians of our call.
Donc, ils sont maîtrisés vraiment notre appel.
Which is our calling.
Notre appel.
Our core value.
Nos valeurs fondamentales.
And our vision.
Et notre vision.
And they are committed to reproducing their lives among the lost.
Et ils sont prêts à reproduire leur vie parmi les perdus.
But how can you do this?
Mais comment est-ce que vous pouvez faire cela?
Who are those who should be doing this?
Quels sont ceux qui doivent être en train de le faire?
We say that we are navigators. How should we look like? I said that the characteristic of that is our calling. Our vision.
Notre vision.
And our DNA.
Et notre ADN.
Now our calling, you know that very well.
Notre appel, vous le connaissez très bien.
We are called to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ and his kingdom into the nation.
Nous sommes appelés à faire avancer le royaume de Jésus-Christ dans les nations.
Through spiritual generation of laborers who are living and discipling among the Lord. Now I took time to describe a generation to you. The qualification of a generation. And our responsibility as those of a particular generation to hand it faithfully to the next generation. When Paul told Timothy that the things that you have seen and heard me, not in the presence of many witnesses, compare it to faithful men who will be qualified to pass it on to others. That's very important. It means that Paul knew that he had handed it to Timothy and he was warning Timothy. Now, Timothy, you saw it. I said it. I did it. And among many people. Now, Timothy, pass it on to reliable people who are, some other version says, capable. Now, would you take it and pass it on to somebody who is not capable? Would you take it and pass it on to somebody who is not reliable? Now, when they say that you are reliable, it means that what? That I can count on you, and that you can pass it on. That you
pass it on.
Good. Do you understand the saying? So don't miss that. So in a generation, for the generation to know that they have done their job, they can boldly say and they can gladly say that the things that you have seen me do, you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses. I want you to go and identify your key men who are reliable.
Those
who are capable. Now if I said, go and give it to anybody, have I assured myself that the thing is going to continue? So when we talk about spiritual generation of laborers, that's very key. Now, I was talking last time and I realized that you have a lost sense about our vision. So I decided to
leave.
And many of you were doubting what our vision was.
And
it's very terrible, people without vision. You don't know your vision. vision you will be. I go to preach in many churches and I say, what's the mission statement or the vision of this church? Sometimes that is when they start thinking about a vision or a mission statement. Now you might laugh. But when I ask navigators, what is our vision? And what's that part of our vision that catches your heart? I'm surprised that some of them don't even understand or even know. It's embarrassing to me. But we want to see a vital movement of the gospel. Well, with prevailing prayer, flowing through relational networks and out into the nations, workers of the kingdom next door to everywhere.
Wow.
When I was a young man and I was introduced to this, I said,
wow,
a vital movement.
Fuel
with prevailing prayer. Flowing freely, flowing freely. Nothing is supposed to stop it. And what is it flowing through? Relational network. Now, anything that touches on relations is an enemy. It's an enemy in implementing this calling and in seeing this vision come through. Because if you distort a relation, if you work at destroying relation, in another way you are saying that the gospel can no more flow. Isn't that what our vision statement saying that? Because the flow of the gospel is supposed to be freely. Nothing is supposed to distort it. And so it has to be like on like. Andres, how many years do we know each other? You remember the years? Brother, you were not yet married.
On était pas encore marié.
I see André will be worried at this hand and making like that. And, and then later on they got married. And we are there.
Et nous sommes là.
When people look at me,
et
how is your brother André doing?
Comment est-ce que tu es vite ton frère André?
My family has been impacted greatly. Because of my relational network.
À cause de mon réseau relationnel.
They can remember Julius.
Ils peuvent se rappeler de Julius.
In this old, what are that, Peugeot 309,
donc,
304, driving and turning the street of Bamenda during my wedding, something my brother could not do.
Quelque chose que mes frères ne pouvaient pas faire.
And my brother was asking, who are these guys?
Mais mes frères, c'est des familles, ils pouvaient me demander, quels sont ces gars-là?
They are my brothers in the Lord.
Non, ce sont mes frères dans le Seigneur.
And because of that,
et à cause de cela,
the gospel flew into my family.
L'évangile a coulé dans ma famille.
My mother believed.
Ma mère a cru.
My brothers believed.
Mes frères sont devenus
my
chrétiens.
My families believed.
We
started breaking the strongholds in our family. All the hates that were being adored in my family were removed. And my mother on her dying bed
would
say, when your brothers come to bury me, tell them not to cry. And they will celebrate because my eyes have seen.
Parce que ma vision vue.
Relational network.
Le réseau des relations.
I always tell those who think that they are engaged in the ministry.
They pense toujours à
that when you think that you have spoiled a relationship,
lorsque vous pensez que
then
vous
you talk all the jargons of the navigators.
Et que vous parlez tout le jargon,
I laugh.
Because
you don't know what your vision statement is saying.
Donc, parce que vous comprenez pas ce que votre phrase
relational network.
Le réseau des relations.
And they say it should flow freely.
Et on dit que ça doit couler librement.
So when you kick off a relationship,
donc, lorsque vous coupez une relation,
you are not a participant in the accomplishment of this vision.
Vous n'êtes pas en train de participer à l'accomplissement de cette vision.
Now, laborers or workers of the kingdom next door to everywhere. How can that be possible?
Comment est-ce que cela peut être possible?
Relational network.
Le réseau relationnel.
Man to man.
D'homme à homme.
Now, what characterizes our movement as navigators?
Maintenant, qu'est-ce qui caractérise notre mouvement en tant que navigateur?
A heart for the whole person.
Un cœur entier pour la personne.
I asked John to talk to you about heart for man, heart for God, heart for ministry.
Donc j'ai demandé à John de vous parler comment avoir un cœur pour
you guys had that on Sunday, right?
Cœur pour le ministère.
I was blown off when John first in about 18 years ago talked to us about heart for man.
Donc il y a 18 heart ans, lorsque j'ai touché, lorsque comment avoir un cœur pour l'individu.
A heart for the whole person.
Un cœur pour la personne entière.
A climate of grace.
Un climat de grâce.
Compassion for the vulnerable and the broken.
Une compassion pour ceux qui sont
vulnérables. Sacrificial unity.
L'unité
when they talk about sacrificial unity, it's different. They don't talk about unity, they say sacrificial unity.
L'unité sacrificielle.
These things are captured in our vision.
Ces choses sont saisies dans notre vision.
It says sacrificial unity.
It
means that it will cost you something.
Cela signifie que ça peut vous coûter quelque chose.
If I told you how to attain unity,
si je vous dis comment atteindre l'unité,
it will cost you something.
Ça va vous coûter quelque
chose.
So
what have you sacrificed so that unity will go on?
Qu'est-ce que vous avez sacrifié afin que l'unité puisse continuer
d'avancer? If you as a navigator, you are not doing that.
Si vous en tant que navigateur, vous ne faites pas cela,
something is missing somewhere.
Il y a quelque chose qui se perd quelque part.
Laborers and leaders are emerging.
Les ouvriers et les leaders sont en train d'émerger.
Now, if what we do as navigators,
si ce que nous faisons en tant que
navigateur, the final product is not laborers and leaders that are emerging,
si le produit final n'est pas des ouvriers et des leaders qui émergent,
then there will be a problem.
Alors, c'est qu'il y a un
problème. Imagine for 20 years,
imagine que pendant
I always gather you people,
je vous réunis tous,
or you as a clan leader, you always gather your guys and talk to them about these nice stories.
Et ou en tant que leader de clan, toi tu parles de
next year you come here to get this, and then I tell you the same thing. And then you bring your clan, and then they sit here, and then I talk the same thing with you. And then next year, again, I do the same thing. And then next year, I do the same thing. And then you keep increasing. We just change our venues. In 20 years' time, you will see laborers will emerge, leaders will emerge.
True? No.
Oh, when you used to come for the conference and I tell you go to rich class, were you offended?
Were you offended?
Were you offended? Now, I have to be very careful.
Je dois faire attention.
In the coming years, I don't have to be sitting in the same class with you.
That's very dangerous.
And then because then we will become warming ourselves. So we have the challenge to start responding. That André,
Wilson,
Julius,
Vincent,
what are we doing?
These guys
are coming up.
Ces gars sont
very soon parler. They are packing, they will have the packing that we have. What are we going to be doing? René will come and shake me like that. Uncle Peter, what? Give a half this. You give this a half this. You give this a half this.
The
master, she don't go back. We will do this business.
No.
That is what will happen. You will knock us out of business. I don't want to be knocked out of business. Because the race we have to continuously walk.
Parce que la cause à laquelle nous devons continuer de travailler.
I was sharing, I don't know whether it's Dr. Arno or Ola. Young guys, I think it was René, they were trying to copy what the illustrations I had developed.
And I said, I have
15 of this thing in my stock.
You ask Mark, Mark will tell you.
When I get up in the morning and I develop my illustrations, I said, I don't want one day Dr. Arno knock me out of business. In the business of Christ, I work very hard. My toolkit is increasing every day. If you come every morning in my house, you want to talk one day, I remove my illustration and I go. I'm glad with my good friend here. He came and said that, computer, I want to write these things out for you. You want to be a scribe in this business. You look like you have to communicate this thing better. But I don't want to run out of business. So leaders and laborers should be emerging. That is what our movement should be characterized. And when we say that you are a leader, it means that you qualify a certain criteria. When we say that you are a laborer, it means that you qualify a certain criteria. It's not a matter of longevity. It's not a matter of how many vocabulary you know about our ministry.
They
say that you have to, this have to be emerging with an increasing passion for Jesus Christ. Now, if the laborers are increasing and they are just there like that, okay, well. But if you see people saying, wow, You know where Luis is working? You read some of Luis' amazing story. He says that we went inside that place with boats. He said he was amazed to see how the pastor was doing. I see a laborer that is emerging with an increasing passion. And then he changes the story. He said, I was in Bafia. That is an increasing passion. Then I hear René say, we are going to Le Bielem. Look at this guy. He's not finished with Jang. He's going to Le Bielem. He said, wow, when we went to Le Bielem, look at what was happening. Increasing passion. They demonstrate faith and courage as they live among their friends and family. Is that what characterizes you? When you meet one-on-one and you are talking, do you realize that the way Fidelis was talking this year, his passion has increased or has decreased? When Jesus sent out the 72, when they came back, what were they doing? Wow, we saw Satan. Hey! You know, we saw some people using and then to cast out the devil. We stopped them. Increasing passion. Why should it change when it comes to you? You should be excited. As spiritual parents, they model authenticity and relevance. I don't know whether you know what they call authentic. They say this is an authentic something. Authenticity is referring to our DNA. It means that when you look at Wilson, you can see authentic. Now you cannot talk about authenticity if there is no faith. Wilson, who have you trained in
science? Yes, stand up. Never
talk. Who have you trained for
this? Yes, the chair for me, sir.
Who came here to do this one? Fire guy.
Jimmy.
Stand up.
Jimmy.
No, stand up.
Jimmy.
That's potent.
Ça, c'est le transistor.
It's not a mask.
Ce n'est pas en parole.
So, sit down. They say that as spiritual parents, they model authenticity. Now, are you one of those guys who are worrying Uncle John very early in the morning? Relevance. Don't read these things and think that God inspired our ancestors who came out with these things, you know, our spiritual parents. This was inspired. When they said that we are called as navigators, they say relevance. Did you tell this guy to go and be talking with John in the morning? No. Relevance. These guys have been trained to know what is important. Ordinary people.
Le person ordinaire.
Are you a priest? Are you a priest?
No.
Ordinary people.
Le person ordinaire.
Ordinary.
Le person ordinaire.
Ordinary people in many walks of life.
Dans tous les domaines de
now,
la vie.
Are joyfully.
Et de manière joyeuse.
Not stressfully.
Pas avec stress.
Happiness.
Content, joyeux,
a joyfully leading integrated life. If I come to your place of work, can the people testify about you? As you have relationship with your neighborhood, can they say that you are living an integrated life? Now you can meet with me as a navigator, you talk all of these things that you are talking. When I come into your community, in your relational network, now I always tell myself, you know, when Wilson enters my office, he comes up to my office. I wonder what my colleagues will say about me to Wilson.
Donc, je me demande ce que mes collègues diront pour moi de Wilson. Non, c'est un
homme qui est un mauvais. I wonder when I go to Julius's office and they will tell me, Julius, I've come to your office several times.
On the office plusieurs fois.
And I sit beside Julius's office.
Je me suis apporté les collègues de
Julius. Julius does not know what I'm doing.
Julius ne sait pas ce que je fais.
Il est strict. So what will people say about you? How do people understand how it is moving?
Comment est-ce que les gens comprennent que c'est en train d'avancer, de couler?
It is very important.
C'est important.
So you have to joyfully leading integrated lives in your community.
If I come
to your school, I was asking Emmanuel the other day. I was asking him. What interests you in this stupid boy? The man said that, Master, the way the man was doing his things, the way he was putting it, his character, his leadership as a youth leader in the church, I had so many things that were worrying me. I looked around, the only man I could go to was his ugly
basket.
This jar of clay in which he's placed ornaments of gold. It makes a lot of difference. And so he's a perfume.
Dans un parfum.
Il radiate.
Dans ça c'est radié
partout. Attracts people.
Donc tu attires les gens pour Jésus-Christ.
That is what means joyfully leading integrated life.
Dans cette qui c'est.
Now if you are an ordinary man, identify with the navigators.
Un homme ordinaire identifié avec les.
And I come to your home.
Et que je viens chez
vous. I come to your community.
Je viens dans votre communauté.
I come to your school.
Dans votre école.
Among your friends.
Parmi vos amis.
And all I get.
Et tout ce que j'ai.
Is all this. Terrible stories. Then you are not contributing for the fulfillment of this. And that's why our DNA is very important. I'll run you through it. So when I look at a navigator, you say that you are a navigator. What do I want to see in you? Not what you want to tell me. I want to see the passion to know. Daily digging into the scripture and curious to know Jesus Christ. He has the love to know Jesus
Christ
and to become like him.
Et devenir comme lui.
So Jesus is his model.
Donc, Jésus-Christ
he will not look
model.
At Peter and say, oh, look at what Peter is
capable of.
Peter is never your standard.
Peter sera jamais ton
your leaders are never your standard as a navigator.
Sera
once you standard, get into the navigator, Jesus is your standard. So the DNA of a navigator is the passion to know, love, and become like Peter.
La passion d'aimer, de connaître et devenir
become like Peter Tanico. Our passion.
Est-ce que c'est ça ta passion?
You lose the DNA.
C'est que tu as perdu.
And so when Peter says go to the left, you go because you want to become like him. When Peter says go to the right, you go to the right because you want to become like him. Peter is not your standard.
Peter n'est pas ton standard.
The love and the passion is Jesus Christ.
L'amour et la passion est pour Jésus Christ.
So you rupture all loyalty to any leadership but Jesus' leadership. That is what characterizes the DNA of a navigator. So he cut his blood. He said, do whatever thing you are doing. Jesus is my model. The truth and the sufficiency of the scripture for the whole of life.
Chapter verse.
What did you say? Where is it coming from? The Bible says it. I'm done.
Okay,
you might have your dogmas.
No, mais tu peux avoir tes
you might have all these religious beliefs.
Tu peux avoir
you
might have religious.
What will be a navigator's attitude?
Quelle sera l'attitude d'un navigateur?
Everybody feels comfortable around him.
If
you are a Pentecostal, you come around the right navigator, you'll be feeling comfortable around him. If you are a Baptist, you come around the navigator, you will be comfortable around him. If you are a Presbyterian, you come around the navigator, you will be comfortable around the navigator. Everybody, Catholic, will be comfortable around us because the truth and the sufficiency of the scripture. Catholics have their dogmatism. Baptists have their dogmatism. Pentecostals have their dogmatism. But a navigator is narrowed down to the scripture. Now, when you start replicating an attitude of a particular race,
même si quand même tu vas commencer à répliquer une attitude d'une race particulière,
you lose your identity as a navigator.
C'est que tu vas perdre ton identité.
The authenticity no more is there.
Il n'y aura plus d'authenticité.
Because when a Presbyterian is beside you, he is no more comfortable.
Parce que lorsque le Presbyterian sera plus de toi, il sera plus
when a Baptist is beside you, he is no more comfortable.
Dans le Baptiste aussi, il sera plus à l'aise.
When a Catholic is beside you, he is no more comfortable.
Quand le Catholic sera plus à l'aise.
How then can you live among the lost and multiply generations?
Comment est-ce que tu pourras vivre parmi les perdus et multiplier les générations?
When people who come around you are uncomfortable.
Lorsque les gens qui viennent à côté de toi ne sont pas à l'aise, ne sont pas.
Does that make sense? So it makes a whole difference that a navigator is like Jesus. In his ministry approach. So he comes and everybody is running and coming.
So the cloud.
Now the only cloud, the only category of people who run away from Jesus, you know them. The Pharisees. They already knew it. Jesus knew that they can travel miles and win one man and then they make it quiet and
rebel.
And so when they came to Jesus, Jesus will hammer them. But the crowd was following Jesus. When he says that let us cross over the other way, what will happen? They will run. By the time they want to arrive the other side of the lake, did they say that only a particular brand of people were coming? So that's our identity. And that's what makes us authentic. And if I come to a navigator meeting, then all those I make comfortable in my prayer is only those of the Baptist church, because I am a Baptist pastor. Something is happening. If Andre is Pentecostal, and all what Andre does is he's leading this meeting and he's making only the Pentecostalism, then there is something wrong with Andre.
The
DNA is having the problem. Does that make sense? So, relevance and authenticity is essential for you guys as navigators. Chapter, verse. Now, the transforming power of the gospel.
La transformation de l'évangile, la puissance transformation de l'évangile.
We want to see people being transformed.
Vous voulez voir des gens transformés.
I was sharing this morning with Dr. Arnold.
J'ai partagé ce matin avec Dr. Arnold.
Talking to me about this guy who is in his Bible study.
Il parle de ce garçon.
I cannot understand this guy, Master. I'm talking to him, but he's a sin.
Donc, je continue, je ne peux pas comprendre cette situation. Je suis
en train de. And the example he shared with me.
Et l'exemple qu'il a partagé avec moi, c'est.
I told him that I have 20 of those examples that I
have.
But this is what happens.
Voilà ce qui se passe.
I focus on the clarity of the gospel.
Je me focalise uniquement sur la clarité de l'évangile.
I focus on, do you really understand the relationship that you have with Jesus? You have this good friend.
Tu as ce bon ami.
And this is what he has done for you.
C'est ce qu'il a fait.
All what you are doing is insulting him.
Et tout
insulting
ce que vous avez fait, c'est de l'insulter.
How am I insulting him?
Comment est-ce que je suis en train de l'insulter?
Regarde what the Bible says about
regarde
conviction
que,
of sin.
Ce que la Bible dit à propos.
If truly you are a friend, what will you do?
Si tu es vraiment tu es un ami, qu'est-ce que tu vas faire?
Do I need to come and tell you that if you don't change this thing, you start hitting? The gospel itself, as it's presented,
an
honest heart brings
transformation.
In the upcoming conference, I hear you will be focusing on the transforming laborer. It means that you want to see a laborer who has been completely transformed by the gospel. So that is what a DNA, the transforming power of the gospel. That is the DNA. You put the navigator's blood, you will see that he has been transformed by the gospel. Uncle John has shared with us here things that have come out from the gospel. An authentic navigator will be transformed by that gospel that has come out. Expectant faith and persevering prayer rooted in the promises of God. The dignity and the value of every individual. Love and grace expressed among us in community.
L'amour et la grâce exprimés parmi nous dans la communauté.
Sometimes I get very frightened to bring some of my guys among you guys.
Donc à cet moment j'ai peur d'apporter de mes gars parmi vous.
So would they tell me the story they used to talk to me about Judas?
Est-ce qu'ils vont me dire l'histoire qu'ils auraient l'habitude de me dire à propos de Judas?
Sometimes some people ask me about some of my friends who are navigators. I'm ashamed to tell them what I know about them or what the status is.
Donc j'ai honte parfois de parler de certains de mes amis.
Is this a replication of grace expressed among us in community?
Est-ce que c'est la réplication de la grâce exprimée parmi nous?
Oh, how is your brother André doing?
Comment se porte ton ami André?
He's
fine. Non,
il se porte bien. You are telling lies.
That is
a white lie. Oh, lie is a lie.
Non, mensonge.
So you don't live authentically values that we say that is part of our DNA.
If
the gospel is truly a transforming gospel, what will it do with it?
It
will transform us so that we will actually represent what we want to represent. So that when they ask me about my brother Andre, I said, oh, last night I was discussing with Andre without coffee. He told me about Emanuela. And he said Emanuela is going to go to the University of Boya. And we were just thinking on how can I contribute to that. When I said that, my friend James, who was a minister, offered me a room in Boya.
For
anybody I want to offer him. And I told Andre, you know, Emanuela can stay there.
Did
you actually do that? My neighbor came and was talking to Mark. And was asking questions to Mark.
Et poser la question à Marc. Tu viens de le même village. Il est marié à ta sœur.
You speak the same language.
Vous parlez de la même langue, vous êtes de la même tribu.
Your father knew his father.
Ton père connaît son père.
Your mother knew his mother.
Ta mère connaissait sa mère.
How did you come to know this man?
Comment est-ce que vous arrivez à connaître
Actually, told my neighbor that I can count the number of times this guy had encountered or met my parents.
Donc, Marc a dit à mon voisin que non, tu peux compter le nombre de fois que ce garçon a rencontré mes parents.
How did you come to this man's home and you look like they could never know that you know your brother?
Donc, comment est-ce que tu es arrivé dans la maison de ce monsieur et donc vous pouvez jamais savoir que ce n'est pas ton frère?
My neighbor told Marc, I want to become a navigator.
Donc, je veux devenir un navigateur.
That is very important.
That's very important.
Mark did not go to preach to our neighbor.
Mark n'est pas allé prêcher à nos voisins.
Our neighbor was observing.
No voisin observing.
Nobody can say that Mark is not my brother.
Personne ne peut dire que Mark n'est pas mon frère.
Because the thing that Mark, the way we relate, my brother even comes in the eye, he doesn't go even to where Mark goes.
Donc, mes frères me viennent dans la maison,
he doesn't even know some part of my life, he doesn't even know my story.
Ils ne connaissent même pas mon histoire.
If you ask my story, my elder brother immediately follows me here in Yaoundé.
Donc, si mon frère dirait que je suis
ici à Yaoundé. If you ask him the latest thing of yesterday, he doesn't
si
know.
Last month,
he doesn't know.
Dernier,
but Mark can give you the record of my life.
Mais
yesterday
de
evening,
we were meeting. Toute ma vie.
It makes a difference.
Ça fait une grande différence.
And people are seeing that they are coming.
Et les gens voient que cela arrive.
That's what is important.
Ça, c'est ce qui est important.
So, love and grace expressed among us in community.
Je sais, l'amour et la grâce expriment parmi nous dans la communauté.
And you will explain it. The same thing with Vincent and Mary in Bangui.
Et vous allez expliquer la même chose avec Vincent et Mary à Bangui.
They mix you up.
It
is the same thing. Where is this young man living?
Où est-ce que de ce jeune homme vit?
Do you know who is their father?
Où est-ce ton père?
Who is your father?
Qui est ton père?
Show me your father.
Et comment ton père?
You see? Very soon when people look at Romain, they will not be able to distinguish his father. This man is a mistake. Even though that the man is very young, he's leaving that beard like that. so that they cannot confuse him that they are brothers. And there's just these nice little ladies hanging around Rose.
Rose.
Where is my little girl standing?
Where is my little
girl? She sat like that.
She's a
good example from Rose.
So
these conferences we were making.
Gara
had her big money. They run to her father. Daddy, I must contribute to this thing. That's very important. And God bless you. And people like that have to come out from among you. Now it is not about shouting and dancing and explaining and going around. It is life on life.
C'est une vie suivie.
And as I explained to you, you don't create this thing.
On ne crée pas ces
choses. It just flows freely.
Elle coule librement.
Among relationships.
À travers des relations.
Into the nation.
Dans les nations.
Now if those relationships don't exist.
Mais en fait maintenant, si ces relations n'existent
pas. How will it flow?
Comment est-ce qu'elle va couler?
If grace and love is not expressed among us in community.
Si la grâce et l'amour n'est pas exprimé par nous.
So our DNA is very important. Family and relational network in discipling the nation.
Les familles, les réseaux relationnels.
That part of our vision statement is captured in our DNA.
Cette partie de notre vision est captée
dans notre ADN. It means that if Wilson does not focus his attention into this guy, this gospel will never go through.
Il sait que si Wilson ne met pas son attention,
him that if Vincent does not focus his life on René and see how he's moving, this muscle cannot flow. What are the enemies of your own very vision and statement that you said that you want to go?
Donc, comment étaient les ennemis de sa propre déclaration de mission que vous avez dit que vous allez aller?
Read and pray over your vision.
Donc, lisez et priez encore sur votre
vision. You said that we want to see people who are gripped by our vision. Did you see what I said? Now you are understanding what I mean by gripped by our vision. You know what I talk about? Authentic and relevant. The words, I mean, when you sleep sometimes, you take our, I take our vision, I read it and I say, Master. If not that they are closed, the Bible, no? The way the thing sounds, Master. So don't just read it because you want to read it. I travel often. I'm always embarrassed by the description that they give me about people who have encountered navigators.
Donc j'ai voyagé partout et je suis tout étonné que.
And I sit beside this person in the plane. I sit beside this person.
À propos des navigateurs.
Oh, I'm a Christian.
Donc je m'assois à
côté. You start talking.
Oh, je suis chrétien.
So, okay, yeah, I'm from church.
Je suis chrétien de quelle église?
I'm from the navigators. Navigators. Oh, I met Christ through the navigators. Oh, wonderful. These guys are so poor guys. Can I see your Bible verse? No verse. You don't do review in the plane. What type of navigator are you? I said, maybe in my phone. No, navigators carry their plane by plane. That's a navigator I know. One man embarrassed me, actually. And I said to myself, when I got out of the plane, I said, wow. See what our ancestors were doing? Authenticity. And the man knew that I was an authentic navigator. Not me. That is such that I said that is in the back. And then I said that is on my phone. He says, no, navigators don't waste their time. They told us that we didn't spend time in the plane. So what kind of navigator are you? And so I was talking to this lady. He says her husband is a chaplain. To be sharing there, you see, I'm making my presentation.
You see, partnership.
Oh, these navigators, you keep doing this great job. Then she asks a question. So be careful. Because the stories like John is talking about is everywhere. Some of you are just so limited without the navigators in Cameroon. You don't actually know what the authentic value of navigators are. By the grace of God, I have moved around the world. I have sat beside men.
See my senior coming?
You don't know what is coming in Cameroon. I was talking to Vincent, I said that, you guys know who is coming to Cameroon?
Mike is coming to Cameroon.
You sit beside Mike.
Vous allez vous asseoir à côté
de
Mike.
5 minutes.
Pendant seulement 5 minutes.
Your head will blow up.
Authentic.
I call the authentic navigator.
Je les appelle les navigateurs authentiques.
And when he gives the story,
et lorsqu'il donne l'histoire,
you see how it flows.
Tu vois comment ça coule.
Some of you when Bulus come here, not because he's good and he's moving around.
Hey, listen.
How are you?
Oh, come on.
Look at that Bulus as you look at him.
Sit
at the feet of Bulus.
Ask
him the relevant question. Authentic man.
Un homme authentique.
I have grown at the feet of this man.
J'ai grandi au pied de cette personne-là.
You'll be surprised.
Vous allez être surpris.
They tell you the story of Moses, and he's talking about how they were moving around. And you hear this story, and then you ask yourself, our generation, what are we doing? You will talk all the stories. Moses will listen to you as you talk all your story. You will finish your story, and then you will go back to Nairobi. Now, if you don't ask, you will not receive. If you don't knock, you will not have. You have to tap. But I have seen men and women. Authentic values. When I was studying in the Netherlands, Gert Donabar, who was the Western and Eastern Europe leader, I was transferred to him by Bernadotte. And Bernadotte told Gert, he said, chase that guy.
They
have some of their language they use in those days. And then when I went to the Netherlands, Gert became so interested in me. Then I asked, one time along the way, I said, but Gert, why did you get so interested in me?
He said,
because Bernadotte told me to chase you. And so this guy will leave Nike and will drive down to there. That is about a 10 hours drive. And you come and be with me in my student room. At 65, you will take me on campus. You will tell me that Peter don't know about all these Dutch young men and women. They have lost the value of the authenticity of what we are as Navigators. And I would drive up to Nike. And I would spend hours at the feet of this guy. And he taught me so many things that even some of you have not passed it, that I keep being how to translate the whole of the DMD into letter writing. He taught me this letter to my son-in-law. So all the DFDs, he translated into question his son-in-law is asking him. And as the father-in-law, he is passing it out and responding. So the discussion within the Bible study becomes very interesting. And so when my wife is coming to the Netherlands, it's Gert who welcomes us. Puts us inside his house.
He says, this guy
made me appointed an associate staff of the Navigators. This moment, when I from Cameroon, this man wanted to make me associate staff of
the Navigators.
Move with me all over. He said, Peter, you can do it. Tell your stories. And I remember sitting with him. Noella arrived with favor. And then he put his foot. When I took a crate of beer, you know, he came and put a crate of beer. And I said, Gert, you have embarrassed my wife. My wife is a Pentecostal. And this is really terrible that you drink. And Gert knocks his hand like this, and he asked Noella, where is your wedding ring? Which one is worse, to drink my beer or to remove the
marriage?
Just to see the beauty and understand the authenticity of this great men and women God has given. And I remember Gert on his dying bed. Gert had cancer. He told me, Peter, don't mind about this cancer. He taught me the story of the talent. You know the talent? He says that the talent will give it according to the ability. And he says that God revealed to me that this thing that did that is not taken away, it's a talent. and so God knew that I had the ability. So he gave me this talent, which is cancer. And so he was preaching because of that view of it, many people were coming to Christ.
Donc, il prêchait cela à cause
his wife was on wheelchair,
venait,
but they were passionate about that.
Donc, sa femme
and when Seth was dying,
when
Seth was dying, he called us from Netherlands, we were already back. I cannot forget that call. He says, Peter, I'm going to be with the Lord. One thing I want you to promise me is that you will be passionate and keep this thing going. He said, can I hear from you? I said, Dad, I will keep it going. When John was preaching, I heard that voice of when I was talking to her.
And
I said, I will quit.
Je veux pas abandonner.
That's what I was telling you in another way to will you quit?
Est-ce que tu vas quitter, abandonner?
And he talked to Noella.
Il a dit à Noella.
You have to uphold this value.
Donc tu dois.
Favor was very small. He talked to Favor.
Et Favor était très petit.
One day later on, he died.
Un jour après, il est mort.
Great man.
The council.
When you move around and you look at us as your leaders and of the next generation, what are you going to say about us? What will you talk about Andre? What will you say about Julius? What will you talk about Frida? Are we making history? Are we making it in such a way that you guys will say, wow, examples of our fathers of faith? And you can tell their stories as I'm telling you. Families and relational networking disciple the
nation.
This is what it means. It doesn't mean what you want to say. It doesn't mean what you want to hear. Interdependence in the relationship of the body of Christ. In advancing the gospel. You are very used to this and you are very good at it. You have various churches that you are doing. In different things that you are doing, you are doing this. Everybody can say, I am in interdependence relationship in advancing the gospel. Because you are in your churches. The navigators, they train you, they send you out. You can't be independent. You can't be dependent on your own, on ourselves as a ministry. We have to relate to other ministries. So what is the overview? I will not be labeling you with this. But I just showed you that, you know, as you do evangelism, follow up. I explained that there are levels where you will be doing this as an individual. And that's why we look at last year. Identification. Recruiting. Training.
Former.
And then you integrate them into a team.
Ensuite, vous les intégrer dans une équipe.
Then you build them. So last year we looked at this part of the big picture. This year we are looking at how we are continuing. So you guys are in business. And so when you will completely understand what it is, you can pass it to the next generation. We will be very sure that we have given this thing to you in a real way. So we are developing your heart and your skills from here. John talk about heart for the individual, heart for the ministry, heart for the vision. Did you see that? Heart for God.
Oui.
That's why you develop heart and skills. Selection.
La sélection.
You see what comes in?
Ouais, ce qui
and
vient.
So you take it up now. It is only when you do that that real things can start coming up.
Dans, c'est quand vous faites cela,
so when we tell you that select people to come to a specific conference,
it's
not that we are biased to some people who do not qualify
themselves.
No, they didn't qualify and
ils sont
they don't
qualify. Ils sont pas
they will come and disturb you.
Ils viendront, ils vont vous décider.
You don't cheapen your sacrifice.
C'est
and so you have to select.
Il faut sélectionner.
And so when I tell you to get out, you don't have the wedding garment, you get angry with me. Because when I say that you don't qualify for this, you get angry with me. No, you have to select. I'm just basically applying the principle of our ministry, and I'm applying the principle to lead to the emergence of leaders and laborers, and I'm applying the principle to see the emergence of the next generation, isn't it? Now, I also talk to you about this to clarify what we are into in business.
Donc, je vous enseigne aussi ceci pour voir comme ce que nous sommes dans cette affaire.
What distinguishes us?
Qu'est-ce qui distingue les navigateurs?
I said every Christian is called to to evangelize.
Tous les chrétiens sont appelés à évangéliser.
There is no individual who says that you are a Christian that you cannot evangelize.
Donc il n'y a pas quelqu'un qui va dire qu'il est chrétien.
Every Christian is called to make disciples.
Tous les chrétiens sont appelés à faire des disciples.
And that is what makes us to fulfill the Great Commission.
Et c'est ça qui vous permet de
So we are supposed to be disciples of Christ.
Nous sommes supposés être
disciples. So when I meet any Christian, I say, "Are you a disciple of Christ?"
Yes. Lorsque je rencontre n'importe quel chrétien, je dis, "Est-ce que tu es disciple de Jésus-Christ?"
You know what I mean?
Il dit, est-ce que c'est ce que c'est?
It means that you can evangelize.
Ça signifie que tu peux évangéliser.
You can establish somebody in relationship with Jesus Christ.
Tu peux établir quelqu'un et l'aider à avoir sa relation avec Jésus-Christ.
So in my church,
ici dans mon église,
I will expect every Christian to be able to make a disciple.
Je peux attendre que
no exception.
Il n'y a pas d'exception.
Except you are barren.
Donc sinon tu es stérile.
Hein?
À moins que tu sois stérile.
You know that?
Vous savez cela?
Born to reproduce.
Reproduce.
That also addresses that very keenly on that. You remember
that?
The three things that will make you to be barren.
Like
you can help the you can help the Christian to see why they are not fulfilling the Great Commission. Now, so we all, as our individual, we have our mandate. And we are supposed to be producing disciples. But we say that we are called to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ and his kingdom.
Nous sommes appelés à faire avancer l'évangile de Jésus-Christ dans les nations.
Through spiritual generation of laborers,
discipling
among the lost.
Qui vivent et qui forment des disciples.
What does that mean? It means that we cannot do it by here.
Parce que nous ne pouvons pas le faire en étant là.
It means that the disciples we have made here, we will select some, right?
Alors,
we have
dit que les disciples que nous avons fait dans
la section,
nous allons les équiper.
And they will become laborers.
Et vont devenir des ouvriers.
That is the primary aim of the navigator.
Ça, c'est le premier but des navigateurs.
So the minimum I will require from a navigator.
Le minimum que je vais demander à
just like the minimum that is required for every Christian in the
comme
church.
Le minimum qui est demandé à tous les chrétiens de faire des disciples.
Is that he is a disciple maker.
Donc, c'est que le faisait des disciples.
Which means that he has been equipped or he can bring somebody to this level.
Donc, ou alors il a été équipé et peut amener quelqu'un.
So a navigator who is not capable of bringing somebody to this level.
Un navigateur qui n'est pas à même d'amener quelqu'un.
And who can show like Wilson is showing and I'm asking this question.
Et non, voyons que Wilson est en train de faire cela et
we can ask him to become a good deacon.
Nous pouvons lui demander d'être un bon diacre.
We can ask him to become the appointed deacon of a church.
Because
he will be doing good business there.
Parce qu'il va essayer d'en faire un bon
job. When we will go to heaven. It will be good because he was not called as being a navigator. We cannot oblige a deacon in your church. That deacon, you must be producing this level as disciples. Your guy here is not here. It means that you are not doing anything, deacon. Why are you worrying the deacon? Why are you worrying the elders? But if you say that you are a navigator, you are into real business. And once they come here,
you
have to select them again and train them because they will distinguish themselves. Did you see? Did you see the big picture? Did you see that? And do you see that you have to take them here? And so when they are here, you are brought them down here, and then you are training them to become
members.
So it is at this level that you begin to talk business.
C'est à ce niveau-là que tu commences à
parler. And then among you will have this style of image.
Et après, il y a la famille, il y aura ce genre, ce groupe.
Does that make sense?
Est-ce que ça a un sens?
And then now, when you do that now, you have the primary strategy of the navigator.
Donc maintenant, vous faites cela, donc maintenant la stratégie première.
And then leaders like you will go out now, and then you start doing what you are doing, and then you will start reproducing.
Vous allez commencer à vous reproduire.
Have you seen that? So if us as ministry, we focus on just disciple making.
Now, see,
we talk about disciple making. Bible stories. Disciple making. I have 5 Bible studies. Next year I have 10 Bible studies. I have 20 disciples. I have 50 disciples. Why don't you just transform the environment in the church? You can become a pastor. And you can hire me as a reverend. I can come and preach. Are we still navigators? So if you do that, you are not navigators. Because you have lost your primary aim, and you have lost your primary strategy. So we want to see a reproduction of your team in a church like this. And so in your ministry and in your development plan of the guys that you are having, you should constantly do evaluation. Navigators talk about 3 E's. You know, when they talk about 3 E's, they are telling you that you have to arrive here. So we talk about 3E ministry. What does practicing 3E ministry mean? It means that you are able to produce somebody who is our primary aim of our ministry.
Cela veut dire que tu as même de produire quelqu'un qui est la
so each part of your team and ministry, you have to see at each time of your ministry, you have to have the aspect of evangelization.
Donc tu dois toujours dans chaque étape de ton ministère voir l'aspect de l'évangélisation.
You have to have the establishing phase. And you have to have the equipping phase. In every ministry, if one of that E is missing in the navigator ministry, you have lost
focus.
If you are only spending time in the Bible study establishing people, and at the same time you as a team leader you are not equipping, something is missing. So you see how it works? Every moment, at the national level, at the regional level, at the team level, they must always be 3E's functional. And that is what we will ensure. And that's why we put in the navigator, we put this E equipping tool. It's still equipping. So the equipping is just a process of your growth. And that's why we talk about your development plan. So I want you to have this picture in your mind as team leaders and what you'll be doing. Now I gave you this picture also on how to recruit and develop their laborers so that they get into this like this. Now it's very important for you to understand what evangelism means, what establishing means, what equipping means, what training means in the light of my pipeline here. Now I try to capture all of this in speaking it into the pipeline. And you agree with me that for non-professing Christians, when you are dealing with them, it is not to tell them all these wonderful things that is going to happen. It is to clarify the gospel. That's what they
need.
I meet so many people, and I discuss with them. Are you a Christian?
He said,
how did you become a Christian? Since I was born.
Oh.
We have read the Bible, and that's what the Bible says. Are you a Christian? Yes. How did you become a Christian? Oh, I received some strong healing from Jesus. Oh, are you a Christian? How did you become a Christian?
I
was sick and they prayed for me and I was healed.
Are you a Christian? How did you become a Christian?
Oh, I was writing this exam and my pastor prayed for me and I passed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we can now start doing some evangelism. They are full out. There are many people. I'm telling you that there are so many people out there. This is the testimony of their salvation. I have gone to Bible studies led by navigator leaders like you. And I ask questions. You're a Christian? Can you tell me more about your Christian life? Oh, you did some evangelism. I belong to this. My father is grew up in the church. Oh, that's your story. And so when you miss that first part, you got the wrong man into the pipeline. And they sit that bell on the path. So when you start going, what will happen there is that what? The birds will pick it up. But if you have the gospel clear, and you verify in the life of the man, are you a Christian?
Yes.
How did you become a Christian?
He shared with me one time that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. He was buried from me, and the third day came back to life. So that day I came to discover I was a sinner, and that Jesus paid the full penalty for my sins. And that I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior. And that day, he gave me the right to become his child.
Does that make sense? Yes. Now, he didn't tell you all of this story. The gospel is clear.
L'évangile est clair.
It can be explained in 1 minute.
Ça peut être expliqué en 1 minute.
So you can turn around and tell me all the stories that you are telling me. Once you don't like that, you know, if I started a Bible study with him, you know what I would focus on. I can now start saying, okay, so when Jesus Christ did this to you, so what happened after that? And you will have different stories. Then I went to church, then I joined the choir, then I was singing. Then I went to church. Then I went, I joined this mission team. Oh, so, but if you die now, what will happen to you?
I'll go to heaven.
Why?
Because I've accepted Jesus as my
so good. Accepting Jesus Christ guarantees that. So, you see, you can check that. Some people will say that, oh, yeah, I don't know, I'm not sure. And then you know where to start with them. And so now, immediately you get into the pipeline. It means that I assume that it's a seed that is on the rock until you prove me the
contrary.
And so I start building some basic convictions. And there are so many things that if you miss in the convictions, later on along the way you will pay the price. And so now the first thing I realize that is very, very essential to build as a conviction in the life of a Christian is persecution. Immediately you get inside there because it's a spiritual warfare. You start. Oh, you have started carrying Bibles. Oh, you have spent all the things in the palace now. We have to give you. Oh, you have done this and that. You have done all this. And so you will help him to persevere. And there are several things that you develop in helping the person to persevere. If he survives the perseverance, you will move him to that. And at that basic stage, what do you focus on? You want him to trust you? You want him to love you? You want him to be around you? You want to show that you are vulnerable? You want to share him how you struggle and move on? You don't show yourself as a superman. Oh, you see me like this, I never seen it. I'm a very strong man. And then he will never tell you anything. So, but here you develop the person and you put the person to yourself. If you bring the person to a meeting like this, the person will just hang beside you.
He
will never put the hand up and talk. He trusts for you and will
do it for you.
And that's what you do in establishing and you are developing the person in the conviction.
Donc pendant que tu établis la personne, tu devrais
quickly, as they turn over this,
ensuite, rapidement,
you start hearing them, their story will change. Yes, I have all the answers to all of these people. I don't mind if they are persecuting me. But I don't have time to come for the conference.
Mais je n'ai pas le temps de venir à la conférence.
I don't have time, you know, the Bible story we are organizing, you know, we have the teacher is presenting so many things. They start making all of these excuses, giving you one reason or the other one. Oh, this is coming on, and then, you know, this is. So they start, you have to help him to be stable. So you help, you encourage him to persevere. You have to help him to be stable in
his
life. And you have to develop his perspective to see that school is part of your Christian work. Work is part of your Christian work. Marriage is part of your Christian work. So if you don't come here to be trained, you cannot manage school very well. If you don't come here to be trained, you cannot manage your school very well. I called Emmanuel and I was talking to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, sorry, I have to betray you. I'm all wrong. And Emmanuel told me, you know, Uncle Peter, we have to write our exam. We don't get timetable. It's not here. I said, Emmanuel, you're talking to an old university student. I said, Emmanuel, go to your dean of studies. Tell him you have a conference you have to attend in your own. Can I know when you will program the next exam? And I told Emmanuel, no university will program an exam in 2 weeks' time only or 1 week time without knowing. Because the lecturer has to prepare the exam, they have to send it. So you cannot talk that to me, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, can you go and verify that? So Emmanuel cannot escape me. So you help him to be stable. So Emmanuel probably went to Israel. I don't know what Emmanuel did, but I saw Emmanuel here. That's why I asked Emmanuel how. Emmanuel told me that thing that happened in Bamenda, I know like how it did. But I didn't spare Emmanuel. You know, like I was doubting what Emmanuel was saying. But I was using my mechanism that I have to help Deborah out. Because I know that I will not take Emmanuel on what he's taking. We have to reason so that I put him in perspective that what we are doing is so in doing that, you are building his perspective and you engage him in a team because I wanted Emmanuel to be in a team here. So you in a team now, when you are in a team, you start seeing some characteristics starts coming up. Until you bring an individual in a team, you will not know that he doesn't know how to serve people. You don't know that he is in anger. You don't know that he is. So it is when he is in the team that, because when he is with you, he is respecting you that you are a mentor. When you put the two of them where they are all the same level. You made that nonsense up. And then he sees the next time he adjusts that he is. So when you engage him in a team, the real color starts coming and it gives you opportunity for you to that's why you are in a team. Because in a team, the color starts showing up. And then you start handling that. And so if he's able to handle that, and understand that very well, and the basic conviction about what Jesus Christ has done, the Lordship of Jesus Christ, conviction about sins, salvation, story, how to share the gospel, the roots, passion. Then you start putting him to the vision. Because then now in a team, you will be seeing what you are doing with another person. And then you see that engaging him. This is what I'm doing. Then he starts seeing it that is beyond me. So you engage him in your team and you are building his perspective, you are putting him to the vision. And you are expecting him to say, well, I know the exams are coming up. But Uncle Peter, could you not push it 2 days? Because my exams will finish in 2 days' time. He negotiates or she negotiates. But he knows that the activity is relevant. So he's not taking an excuse not to participate in the activity, but he's negotiating that you should make the activity to fall within the framework that he's doing. When you start hearing those discussions from your guys, you know that this is the man. No, he doesn't say that, no, I cannot be there. I cannot have this excuse. Oh, I just got a field. Oh, I just got married. I just got this. I need to go and do this, and that. Did you find that in Jesus' ministry? So you have to be careful. It happens. So, but when you see he negotiates it and he says, well, oh, did you see those guys? There's some guys who left. The guy from Dog. He had his palm that he handed to somebody. The person called him and he was not handling it very well. But he had to pay the price to leave his farm at risk to be here. How many people are not here because they have a pottery that when you leave a pottery, you want to come back all your power to that? And he was here. He paid the price. That's the man Emmanuel wants to say, hey, this guy goes and risk his chickens. And can negotiate a slot to get himself trained. That's the man. You will hear that language will change here. Their perspective about a posse. You know that it's all about Jesus. Jesus can protect my chickens. My chickens is part of my business, it's part of my life in Christ. Pastor Emmanuel pastors a church in Douala. He has left all what he's living in Douala. He called me. He said, Tonton Peter, Reverend, I will be with you there. If there are activities you want me to do, I will do it. If you want to engage me, I will engage. But I will be present from the beginning to the end. I will leave the church. Jesus will take care. That's the language of a man who understands being. has a clear perspective of where he's going. So you have to understand that not everybody, as you move along, will be. You will have some to follow you. You say, wait, friend, let me go and say goodbye to my brother before I come. You will have some to follow you. They will say, wait first, let me go and bury my father before I come. So you will hear all of this language. It is not a matter of sympathy. So selection, as you move on, separation is part of the business. And the skills and the heart we develop in you is to help equip you so that you can be able to
distribute.
Potatoes from yam.
Then
from mango. If you are a laborer, you cannot do that, then there's a problem with you. You are not a pastor, you just sympathize with everybody. This man is a nice man.
How are you doing? Melan, FC Melan Football Club. Oh, they talk about that. Did you see how Romano had the Quran that Romano? Master, you know football. That guy is a good team member. We'll play with him, you know. Each time I want to talk about team, you talk about all this music, and the team will talk about the high and blow those things very well. And he talks about that one, and then he talks about, and then this man talks about the piano. And then we say, oh, we are a great team. You have to be very careful. So when the fruit start coming up, it's not the fruit I'm talking about, Romario or Extra FC Milan. It's not a matter of blowing the trumpets. When the fruit starts coming up,
now
we see that his gifting will be coming up.
We'll
start helping him to identify his
gifts.
I see Luis demonstrating a sense of mission.
He
just have the heart of going.
Il a juste le cœur de partir.
Maybe we should develop him in the mission.
Maintenant, peut-être devons le développer dans le domaine de la mission.
Oh, I see Fidelis focusing in going quite deep in individuals.
Donc, peut-être faut Fidelis focaliser en plus aller en profondeur dans les individus.
Maybe it's a good alongside. Oh, I see Fidelis, all of these guys. Oh, I see Emmanuel, all of these guys, farmers are coming out.
Insider,
people of that area.
Gifted
evangelist. Gifted teacher.
And
then you as the team leader. You have dealt with him. He's no more talking about how his family members are persecuting him. You meet Christian 20 years down their storyline as Christian. They are still talking about how they are persecuting them. Grab them back the pipeline and put them back here. I'm discussing with this elder in the church. Elder, how are you? How long have you been in the Lord? How is it moving? My aunt. In the village, when I go to the village, they are persecuting me. God forbid. So in my head, I just draw him and put him here. I say, if I start helping this man, this is where I'll start helping this man. So Mark and Angie and Dr. Leno. So this guy came to me. Master, I didn't wonder if you mentor me. When I tell Mark that Mark, you wanted this guy, a little Mark understand what I'm doing. So my guys, they understand that I just Mark handed this guy. I don't want to be the bad boy. Mark is the bad boy. So he drives these two, three things, and he knows that that guy will jump over the fence. So we continue our business. So you have so many people who keep talking about how they are persecuting them, or they keep giving excuses. So ask Mark, where did that guy? Is he talking about it? All this story about persecution. But if you have people who have focused, and you helping them develop
their gifts,
you start fine-tuning their perspective.
continue de la finale perspective,
they are like seeds that have fallen on fertile ground.
Ils sont comme la semence qui est tombée dans le terrain fertile.
They start defining their priorities.
Ils commencent à définir leurs priorités.
You know?
Vous savez?
Because they will always want you in the church to do A, B, C.
Parce qu'ils voudront que toi.
The navigator minister will want you to do A, B, C, D.
Les navigateurs
and this man will want you to do A, B, C, D. Now you have to learn how to say no.
Maintenant tu dois apprendre comment dire non.
Yeah. I remember when Wilson was down here. Every time Vincent is having an activity in Amanda, he wants to engage Wilson. And I said to Wilson one day, the day you will be grown up and you'll be able to say, Wilson, Vincent, can you call me when you are designing this thing and you talk about this part of your activity? Did you do that? And then the next time, Vincent did not know that I was polluting his guys. Sorry, Vincent. Sorry. Forgive me, Vincent. I did a bad job. So then, Vincent called. Vincent, you know, I'm organizing this student. I want you to come. Vincent said, no, I'm not coming.
Donc voilà ce que je peux apporter comme affaire essentielle. Donc, Vincent, tu dois commencer à regarder à ces gars. Tu as une responsabilité qui est croissante autour de toi. Est-ce que cela marche?
Priorités. Because everybody will want to use you.
Parce que tout
it's not a bad thing to go to somebody I want to use.
Non, c'est pas.
But when you see a value in an individual, you have to zero into why it's going to be effective. Vincent, don't you go in and out and work with Vincent and collaborate with Vincent? Don't you go to specific things that you bring in as trust, as energy? Having Vincent surrender you, all those high school guys, you move around the country and you do what you want to do? Priority. You are recruiting him to ministry. Are you seeing how that works? When you define his priority, now we can say that Vince Wilson is the national leader of the youth ministry. And you are not asking ourselves, how did he get there? What are the processing that took him there? Did he just imagine like that? Or we just have to throw them in the air like that. We throw the leader of church discipleship. Or we throw the leader of the student ministry. Pastor Nelson, how many times did I visit you when you were in Limbe? And we talked. And we discussed. And I said, you know, Pastor Nelson, we have to discuss on the essential on how you have to go to, on how you have to go to whom. What will you go to do there? I want you to define your priority. And Pastor Nelson said, well, I don't have the resources, but I really think that if I go there, this is what we'll do. This is what will be essential. And so we talk about it. And we mobilize the resources. Then he could go to Nigeria. He could go to Nigeria. He could go to connect himself to the key guys in the ministry who are in charge of church discipleship. James Shewon,
Blessed.
And then he went to the seminary. Why in the seminary we had agreed? Pastor Nelson, when you are in the seminary, target pastors who will go out and make disciples. So that when you come out of the seminary, you will follow them along. Did we agree that? Did you do that? Now, Pastor Nelson was telling me yesterday, you know, these pastors, I have handed them to Vincent. Now, you have to define these priorities. When the time came that you have to select somebody who has to lead the church discipleship.
Ministry.
Are you offended when Pastor Nelson is selected as the person who has to be that? How did he get there? Did he just fall on the air and thank you, Lord, for this church discipleship ministry leader. Oh, thank you for our students leader. Thank you for this. You have to pipe him through them.
Don't give a pastor a command to pipe.
Help launch him into the
harvest. And
recruiting him into the ministry.
Et recruter le ministère.
So as you move on,
pendant que vous avancez,
there will be essential things.
Il y aura des choses essentielles.
And that you will understand very well
et vous allez comprendre très bien
how each person is piping into that.
Commercial person en train de
so I don't want you to just sympathize with people.
Je veux pas qu'on sympathise seulement avec les gens.
Because Luis likes you, you have a round nose. You can be good people. Well, the pastor can like me. He can give me a role in my church to play. In a navigator, that's not how it works.
You
must relevant and authenticity. You must be authentic, and they must be relevant. And last time I showed you this, my famous diagram, I keep developing things that I screen people with. Now you can pass through my screening tests, and you find yourself the other way. Or you have the freedom. Doctor, when somebody wants to move operation, not only he signed engagement. Yeah, consensus, right? They call it what?
Informed
consent form, eh? How do you say?
Informed consent.
Yeah, so you sign it. When you come and you want to enter to sign that, you sign the what? that's medical vocabulary. I have my own vocabulary. I showed you my pipeline, and then when you come like that, I told the damn question I asked. When you refuse to sign it, and then I say, oh God, thank you very much. And so when you are telling me that, oh, you are a disciple, I have my profile. I say, where is the convert? That's why I asked him about his salvation story. Now you don't know the gospel. How can you explain the gospel to somebody? Then how will you convert even somebody? So that's the first thing I check here. You are a disciple, you should be able to make a convert. And so I test you. Your story is not even true. So do I say that you are a disciple? Even if you have made 20 years in the church, are you a disciple? If you have faith 10 years in the navigator ministry and you don't know that, are you a disciple? If you say that you are a disciple maker, oh yes, stand up. You are here with who? Who is your disciple here? Oh yeah? And you are a disciple maker. You are a disciple maker. Can I know about your disciple? Can you let him come and see me? And we can talk about this profile. Sit you down. We spend 2-3 years as a ministry working on the profile of who a convert will be, who will be us in our context, working on who a disciple will be in the context of us as navigators who come up, working on what a profile of a disciple working on what a profile of a disciple making leader will be, so that if Rene tells me that he's a disciple maker, As the navigator of Cameroon, we will profile him and we'll know how to help him respond as a disciple maker according to the standard of the navigators. That's very important. So when you tell me that you are a disciple maker, this is a disciple. I have my profile. I will run him through and I will see what I is a disciple. If Wilson starts getting angry with me that I'm going to run this guy through my profile, then there's a problem with Wilson. It's not a Berian. I'm a Berian. Now you have to have a Berian attitude. Are you a disciple making leader? Oh yeah, I am a disciple making leader. Show me the team of disciple makers. If you cannot show it, you don't pass the test.
They
are talking two different things. You understand what I'm saying? So it is not for nothing that they say that you should have a profile. And those disciples that you have, those disciple makers that you feel that they are in your team as a disciple maker leader, should have disciples who respond to our profile, and they should have the capacity to make converts. So you can run your team through the profiles that you have. And you can help them. That is why you need a personal development plan. Now, who are the teachers that are here? Teachers. Now, do you have a curriculum? Do you have what you teach from 1? Do you take what you teach from 1 and teach from 4? You don't do that in the school curriculum, you want to do that in God's kingdom. Because God's kingdom is anyhow, anywhere. Oh, they evaluate you and they see that You are 10 years in ministry, but my curriculum requires you to be in Form 1, and I said you have to be in Form 1. No, I already have kids. Is that an excuse for me?
You
said that, okay, then I will teach you algebra of the upper school. So that's why we are disciple makers. That's why we are making. They are not born. They are made. So you have to have your follow-up plan to be able to evaluate and know where somebody is so that you can pick him up there and then you carry him on. And you have to have your own development plan so that you can be able to assure your goals so that you don't face out of business. If you say that you are a disciple making leader trainer, then we want to see you with a team of disciple making leaders. And then disciple. And I said, I will use Vincent again since he's the bishop who asked me to. Vincent, stand up. Vincent, stand up. I like to use Vincent now. He's my cobaye. Vincent, are you a disciple making leader trainer? Can you show me disciple make a team of disciple making leaders who are here present? Can you call them up? He can forget. So if he forgets, you don't mind. Okay. Stand. Yes, I want him to stand.
No.
You're supposed to stand now. Okay, they don't have sense, so stand up. Yeah. Now this Vincent claims that these are disciple making leaders who are in his team. I'm going to test Vincent's authenticity. Now Fidelis. Can you show me a team of disciple makers who are here present? Victor, stand up. Emanuela, stand up.
Albert,
stand up. Now, do you have disciples? How many? Three. Did you hear that? Are those disciples able to make a convert? Does that qualify Vincent to be a disciple making leader trainer? Stand up.
Julian,
stand up. You have disciples. How many? Four. Can they make a convert? Does that qualify Vincent as a disciple making leader trainer? Nobody. That man has to come here with somebody. It happens. Sit down. It happens. When Dawson Trotman explains the vision of spiritual multiplication, it's not just like it just goes like that, it just goes like that. Some people will say that nobody. Somebody will say that somebody. But if everything is going right, and the multiplication keeps going, then you can see the impact. Now, Vincent is going to check you.
He's
having a call. Oh, he's in Fidelis' team. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My fault. Yeah. And so you see, so I took him and mistakenly classified him among the guys, right? Okay, no, I'm sorry. So, but what I was trying to say is that. You can't claim to be a disciple-making leader trainer because you are 20 years old in the navigator
business.
Is this authentic? Is this relevant? That's what happens. And so now Vincent is a core member of our leadership team. And did he just fall in the air like that? Found himself. Oh, God has given us a leader. Oh, thank you for Vincent. Vincent walked himself through into the core. Now, I can like Vincent. I said that he's my cousin. And I was national director. So I appointed Vincent to my national leadership team. Oh, Vincent, enjoy your brother. James and John, they were cousins of Jesus. Family and relational network and disciple. But he did not give them any excuse. Who are my brothers and my sisters? They say your brother and your sister, they are looking for you outside there. Why did Jesus say that my brother and my sister? Mark. And this guy say, your brothers and your sisters, my mothers. The one who does the will of God. It is very important that once we demonstrate this, if you don't demonstrate this, you won't make it. So that is the authenticity of what we talk about. And I want to see you multiply this, eject this, emphasize this in your ministry context. Now I explain this as a process of recruiting. I will not belabor it. I just say that you start your ministry like this so you can let it end like this. I call this one shoe fits all. So the laborer is here, he's having Bible study with these people, and they are always having Bible study. Everything is always fitting there. Everything comes on, it's always fitting there. It's always, we can always bring you here every year. And John comes here every year, he says the same thing, the same thing before, and then this man gets bored, and then he withdraws, and then the same thing, all of you put together, that is what can be happening. But if you are smart enough, as we are talking and we were producing that, what you will do is that you'll be able to identify people here that you will recruit to a team, right? And you start developing them, recruiting them to yourself, recruiting them to your team, engaging them in a team, developing their hearts, equipping them, right? And as it develops, you will help them to take what they are doing here and begin to do it with others. You see how it process? And so you recruit them to the vision. So they start seeing what you do to them. They start doing it at their own level. You start putting them on a target, developing their heart for the vision, and coaching them. And if you continue, they will also multiply, they will recruit their own team. Is that what happened to Vincent and these guys? See? Fidelis, when you were coming here last time, we asked you to show somebody, could you show? Now, but we knew that those guys were out there, right? We knew that they were out there. By faith, we knew that one day Fidelis will form a team like this. By faith, we knew that one day Luis will have a team like this. And Luis, you remember when you were a young little boy in the high school? Still tiny like you are tiny now. And you will tell me about all of this story, about this boy. And I was just imagining these boys in the air and this girl in the air. And DJ, you remember you tell me all of this story, you are passionate, trying to justify to me. Yeah, DJ will try to justify to me that you know I have name. Where are they? I have faith one day. And DJ will have a team. And now DJ can show his team here. And so he can show them. So they have reproduced exactly what Vincent did to them so many years ago. And they are all involved in a target. And they are in a team. And they have generations in view. So Vincent has recruited them in the ministry. They have engaged them in a team. They have targets. They have generation in view. They are developing a heart for the ministry. Did Vincent tell you to go to Bafia? Did Vincent send you to go and preach to the poor and cause trouble? No, heart for ministry. This guy yesterday he helped me say, Master, I will go. Did Vincent tell you to come and tell me that out? He came here in time and said, Master, tell you, madam, you have to go and preach. The guys are just burning passion. That's what we want to see. And they are developing ministry partnership. Now, do you invite Vincent to come and talk into your ministries? You start reasoning with him now. Vincent is talking, you are reasoning with him. He said, no, this one I did not cannot go.
No,
I want it to happen here.
That's
partnership.
That's
your partenariat.
No,
sir, Vincent
is not
a pastor. This guy, like, he will disappear. That is very essential.
That's essential.
So, Vincent has given you, for example, the opportunity to develop partnership in
ministry.
Oh, big man, you organize your national youth system. Are you not the one who gave the curriculum to Vincent? If it's in time, I said, oh, no, you know, I have to do what I was doing to you in the high school. Wait, I would have said to define what I was doing. No. Who gave you the right to tell me what to do? This is when the first time you know what to do.
So,
Wilson said to Vincent, I am organizing the National Youth Conference. Vincent, I want you to talk. In that conference, will you be available?
Vincent, j'aimerais que tu parles à cette conférence, tu seras disponible.
Vincent, look at his calendar, yes. Vincent, that time is okay.
Donc, Vincent, regarde son calendrier.
What do you want me to talk on?
Tu aimerais que je parle de quoi?
I want you to share on, what was he sharing on? Vision.
J'aimerais que tu partages sur la vision et la stratégie.
Did Vincent impose that?
Est-ce que Vincent a imposé cela?
That's ministry partnership.
Ça, c'est le partenariat
d'un ministère. Vincent said, I'm claiming right over you because I have to talk about that.
Est-ce que je vous fais cela parce que je dois parler de ceci?
Developing ministry partnership. At this stage, you talk about partnership.
Partnership.
So we dream to see you guys multiply like this.
Donc,
and when you talk about our jargon of our strategy of Paul to Timothy, Timothy to
Petriment
to others, this is what we are talking about. It's not that we sit and we are developing some imaginable things and talking
stories
of fishless fishermen. And then we gather and we talk about all this philosophy about fishing and fishologies. And we talk about all of describing this and describe how fish are, how the cold waters and the warm waters are, and we describe and nobody is going fishing. Fishless fishermen. To remind us that we don't need to spend talking about the jargons of the navigators and the
navigators.
And describe on the, you know, Paul to Timothy. The key man, you know, is my key man, is my son of the Lord, and this and that. It's not about the language. Go out and do the fishing. That's what it means. And so we want to see our generation spreading. Does that make sense? We touched a little bit about the team. I said that I gave you some qualities or examples of where it is found. But I also defined the fundamentals of a team. Common objectives. Common path.
Le chemin commun de voir.
Common pace.
We
have to be moving together.
Avancer ensemble.
When the others are growing, this other one has to be growing.
You
don't grow and the others. Attitude and sacrifice have to be the same. We don't have to be a member of our team behaving in a particular way, the other one is behaving in another way, the other one is behaving in another way. No, that's not team spirit. We agree on a common point. I told you we start the convert. We have to move to a disciple, we agree that that is a disciple. We say we go to disciple maker, we agree that that is a disciple maker. We go to the next one, we say that that is what it is. I will not be saying that this is a disciple maker, you are going to recent ministry, you are seeing something else. Then we are not in the same team. So we have to agree on a common starting point and we progress. Pray and look for those God sends your way. Look for those with the heart God has touched. Look for those you want to work with. Look for those whom God has bound your hearts with them.
Because
God has to bind your heart with them. Agree upon a leader.
If
you will quarreling with this man, and this man is not your leader. Those guys who fall off there, do they agree that you are their leader? Maybe because you are expert, they don't want to agree or you are young. You see, Paul told Timothy that let no man take you because you are a young man. Because he knew that people can come and they will not agree that Timothy is a leader because he is a young man. You have to agree that this is our leader. Because he has the relevant things to give.
Because
he has the way to put it.
Agree
on a team leader. Love and loyalty among team.
L'amour et la loyauté parmi l'équipe.
And responsibilities are shared according to your gift.
Et les responsabilités sont partagées selon vos dons.
I gave you these three types of membership, and I said you should remember.
Sympathizers,
hospitalities, they are nice people, they are always there.
Ils sont toujours là.
We can talk about
them.
When we start getting into business, they disappear.
Said,
no, they are scripture memory. Fidelis, why don't we always come here every week for Bible study? Fidelis, why don't we always meet and you exhort us? You are a nice brother, you know how to preach very well. And say, sympathizing with Fidelis. Then you have outer team members
that
are committed to the basic. But when you want to get them more deeper into what you want to do, they give up. Wilson is organizing a conference. He wants some guys to work with. He sees only Romeo and Romain and all of these guys around him. The rest of your guys, what are they? Yeah, so they are part of Wilson's team, but they are outer members. And you have the hardcore member. I told Wilson that we need some young guys to welcome Uncle John. Can you focus on working on that? Wilson told me, don't worry, I just tell Romain. I said, but can you call Romain to be sure? He said, let's go and do that business.
Alors, il va s'occuper de cela.
That's a core member.
Donc, ça,
you know that when you're handing the business, you can go and sleep.
Tu peux dormir.
Eh? They are pay setters.
Donc, ils sont des modèles.
They commit their time,
ils sont
their treasure, their thoughts,
leur
their talents,
talent,
their objectives.
Leurs objectifs.
That's very important.
That's important.
And you have to be able to distinguish because this type of people will always be there.
Et,
I use the example of Jesus' ministry to explain that. I say that you have the 12 here. You have the 70 here. And you have the whatever you can have there. Whatever you want to have there. But these are steps to developing a good team. You can have models.
Example.
Make sure you pray. Make contacts. Handpick. Select. Give objectives that are challenges and attainable. You don't just have a team that you don't challenge them. You don't say that, no, just do whatever thing you are doing. It's okay. Okay, nice guy. No, I have to challenge you. Yes. And the challenges I give you, they have to be attainable. Do joint activities. We say that leaders, team leaders should stay here.
Disciples
should go there. Ladies should go there. After we are gathered here, we are looking at the big picture together. We are opening their contribution. Develop each person individually. Now I am going to run through this very fast because I'm running 5 minutes after Wilson's time. But I use the bullseye to summarize the type of team members. Time is a very critical factor. The frequency of how we meet. Fact. Faithful, available, teachable. You know that? And you use the faithful, available, teachable. It's a recruiting tool. And then vision. Vision.
La vision.
If there's no vision, the leader is leading you to nowhere.
Donc si tu as la vision, le leader, s'il n'y a pas de vision, le
influence.
Leader ne continue pas l'influence.
Influence, impact.
L'impact.
Yeah, when they say that you are a disciple, you know that you are putting yourself under somebody
si who is influencing
you to take you somewhere.
Donc, il y a un disciple, tu es sous quelqu'un qui t'attire ou t'amène quelque part.
Faithfulness.
La fidélité.
It means that you are loyal. You can manage your things very well. When they compare you with little things, you can trust you with bigger things. These are key elements that are used in order to recruit people towards your core. So Emmanuel or Fidelis, that I use Fidelis last time. Let me change now because people will think that it's only Fidelis time like that. Let me use Luis now. Luis, who is one of your key guys here? You were not here, so I can use you now. So then you just use hazardous. Where is the key guy you are here with? Stand up. No, Terence, stand up. I want just one. Terence, stand up. When you started meeting with Terence, did you just start meeting with him 5 times per week? You started gradually. Terence, were you curious to know what this guy is talking about, this vision? You were curious, right? And you said that, well, this guy looked like a Christian brother. Okay, a good Christian brother. And I know that you started knowing that, no, this guy can manage, he's faithful, if you give him money, he can do something. So he's a nice guy. That's why you said, no, you picked that out. Now, did you ask him that, can we start meeting? Did he tell you that, can we start meeting more? He increased your time of meeting with him, right? Yeah, he started saying that, you know, beside the Bible study that you're having, he started coming to meet you more, right? And then now, when he started meeting with you, he said that, oh, this guy looks like he has a mission behind him. Is that what you said? Hey, this man, what is his mission behind me? Eh? And then you look at him, you say that, oh, he's a committed Christian. He's really committed. He has something that he's doing the right way. And then Luis is looking at him, he said that, oh, this man, he manages his time so he can take him. Does that make sense? So Luis brought him closer. Brought him into closer circle. Then we ask him that, can you come to the Navigator Conference? No, could you go to the regional conference that was organized by Vision? Did you invite him there? Oh, can you come there? So beside the Bible study time, besides the time that he has been meeting more with you, he invited you to the regional conference. Did you? And then now you started saying that, oh, his vision. He has a vision. This thing is everywhere. Is that what you said? And then now you say that, no, he is a Christian leader. He's leading us. And then, Now you have to manage your family time and all of these things. You have to manage other family members who are with you and the team that they are taking you. They are taking you there, and you manage it very well. Now, did Luis say that you should come here? Is that what you said, Luis? And then now you tell that it's a passion. So you can come here now, here in Yaoundé. You are here in Yaoundé now. You have a passion for this thing. And now you can stand up and say that Luis is my leader. Can you say that? And then now Luis knows that your walk with God will give all of those characteristics that qualify you to be here. Sit down. Does it surprise you why you are part of the core team of Luis? Do you see how technically Luis got you into the core team? He was rubbing you gradually, you did not know where he was going to, and then finally he rubbed you inside the core team. And so you have Jesus going for the transfiguration, Peter, James, and John. Jesus going for the Gethsemane, Peter, James, and John. Jesus going for this Peter, James, and John. Going for this Peter, James, and John. Jesus narrowed these guys.
Yeah.
And James, what was his role in the church? And John, what was his role in the gospel? And Peter, what was his role in the gospel? So you will tell this guy like this, if I tell him to pick one man among you, he will pick. And it's the man who writes the gospel that reveals the gospel of John, the person of Jesus Christ. And they will say that, can you ask the disciple who he really loves? So there is a qualification. You have to work out that in your ministry. And so your team will be a team of value, right? And this is the objective that was given to us. We just flash it through Jesus' team. But I think that we have narrowed it down to some practical questions, which I will call Wilson here to come and narrow that down to you. But I hope that I have tried to light some fire in your heart. I pray that, Lord, we want men with fire in their hearts and wings. Do you know what that means? Men and women with fire in their hearts and wings on their legs. It means that they are burning with a passion to expand the movement, and they have wings to go everywhere God is taking them. So I hope this was very helpful. I hope it has narrowed down to the essential of what you are focusing on. I hope it makes you understand our vocabulary on what we say the DNA of the navigators. I hope it has helped you to understand what our business is. Now, you cannot say that you are in the business of shoemaking and then they see you selling avocado. You cannot say that you are in a taxi business and then we see you running bicycle shops. You cannot say that you are in the business of selling coats and then we see you moving around with coffee
distributing.
Now you know our business. You know what we are supposed to do. Now if you are with somebody who is turning around you and say that let us go and be selling pineapple. When I was growing up, I was taught to tell the person that, Master, I am into granite business, no pineapple. The soil that is in my village, I know that grows there, no pineapple. And I plant pineapple, no pineapple. And I said so to many, 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 many pastors, and many Christian leaders. I said so even to navigators leaders. I said, no, that's not my business. I remember my early days when I started getting passion, I was in the
Catholic church.
When the thing came to my heart like that, I said, no, this is where I'm going to. I'm going to preach the gospel here. I remember several trips Jean-Marc did here. Jean-Marc asked me that, Peter, you can have greater impact in this thing that why are you focusing in this church? I'm in the business of taking it to these guys. You see that you can go with a strategy like this? I'll be caught. And I focus. After years,
after des années,
we'll see things emerge. So you need to know where banana is, and know that you are into banana plantation
business.
If you leave it and you are doing avocado business,
then
you miss it all. So I try to capture clearly in your mind what our business is and to keep you focused. Thank you and God bless.